On the line with us at this moment is Commander Aaron Johnson. He's with Roner Park Public Safety. Good morning, Commander.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And wow, what an impression Naloxone is making. It's hard to believe that this over the weekend, your officers exercised the Naloxone, which is also known as Narcan, and probably saved another life over the weekend.
Yeah, we're... You know, we're fortunate enough to have been able to equip our staff with this drug, and you know, any time that we're able to use it and we're successful, we're excited as well.
Is this a budget issue as to why you guys haven't, some other police departments don't, and you guys are committed to it, or?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just something that's new at the first responder level. We've typically seen it on paramedic ambulances or paramedic engines. And now with the increase in opiate overdose nationally, I think that agencies will start getting policies put in place, getting training, and then just make this another tool that they have for the community.
Well, I hope they all do it fast, because I don't know how what it costs, but when you measure the cost of a human life against that, it's got to be low. And is there a training process for the officers involved, or it seems like a very easy application?
Yeah, absolutely. There's training, but you said it. It is easy. The current brand that we use. It just has a nose applicator, and our officers are able to administer it intranasally. And so, you know, pretty insignificant administration.
Is there any downside to it, Commander? I mean, what if you gave this particular drug to somebody who turned out was not suffering from a drug overdose?
Yeah, that's not the the worry. The worry really is you don't want people to become dependent or have a false sense of security,
right,
especially those that are addicted to opiates and, you know, think that, well, you know, if I go a little too far this time, there's always someone there that can save me. And so that is, you know, one of the things we keep into consideration. Education is and treatment really for folks that have an opiate problem is the first step, and then this is obviously for that case that we've seen twice here in a few weeks.
And you guys have been trained to spot the signs of who you should administer this to?
Correct. Yeah. All of our staff has medical training, and through the actual Naloxone training protocols, it talks about some of the signs and symptoms.
And Commander, it must be kind of a thin line. I know that some agencies across the country who are using this drug have actually begun to enact policies to say, okay, we're willing to go to this address and administer this drug to this person twice before we stop answering the calls. I mean, how do you make that kind of protocol?
Yeah, we're not there yet. I mean, I can see one side of that equation, but if I was the family member of that individual,
yeah,
that would be that'd be pretty tough to swallow. So we're not there. We haven't even discussed that yet. We're still working on the field deployment and application.
Well, Roner Park is in the lead on this. You're the first law enforcement agency in the county to have the entire force have access to Naloxone, Narcan, and congratulations. It certainly seems to have paid off in the last 7 days or so.
Yes, we feel fortunate, but again, like I said earlier, and just if I can reiterate, it's really more about that education, that intervention before.
Yeah.
we gotta deploy something like Narcan.
Yeah, you'd rather have no reason to use it, right?
Correct.
All right, Commander, thanks so much for joining us this morning on this very timely subject. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Have a great day.